My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. On the pitch. On Bhadradrago.
Gosh.
And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen, watch, see, hear, all of the above, each and every day. And I thank you so much for being right here with us. We greatly appreciate you joining us each and every day. On the TECN TV network. Be sure and watch us, by the way, at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Watch the player. I encourage you to do it in Firefox, and the reason that I encourage you to do it in Firefox is that we won't look like those circus people in the mirrors, okay? We'll actually look normal. For some reason, Bing and Google don't like our conservative language. Geez, imagine that. And so they messed with the transmission, and my transmission looks kind of goofy that way. So use Firefox. Firefox, and it does actually work, and we look normal. ChosenGenerationRadio.com. You can watch us there. You can click on the listen page. You can listen there live as well, or you can listen at any one of our affiliates. And, of course, we're on a number of affiliates across the country. So I encourage you to check us out, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. All right. Very excited to have my next guest with me. We are in hour number three. If you missed any portions of our first 2 hours, I encourage you to get over to those. We had some very, very interesting conversations, including a conversation with a former citizen of Venezuela who was there and watched as Hugo Chavez destroyed his country. And he talked with us about that. Rafael Cruz will be with us at the bottom of the hour, by the way, calling all pastors. Calling all pastors. It's time for pastors to step up and make their voices heard about these important topics. And this one right now is critically important. Critically important. And I want to say this as well, relative to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Listen, Jesus said that he overcame sin and death. We're comfortable. I'm going to keep saying this because it's so important, because I'm telling you that every week you're hearing, well, I'm just a sinner saved by grace. Well, you know, I'm just waiting until the day that I die, and then I won't have any more of these struggles, and I'll be set free. I hope. Well, you're going to be dead. You're going to be dead. You're going to be dead. Having been there, let me just tell you, you're going to be dead. Now, there is a heaven, and it's a great place, and it's incredible, and it's glorious, and it's phenomenal. But Jesus Christ didn't hang on that cross and die so you could stay in Romans 5 or Romans 7, and I do what I wish not to do, and that which I wish not to do, that I do. And he didn't die so you could stay in the struggle. He said, I overcame sin. What? Yeah, you're probably going, I don't know. I know, Pastor. Now you're doing, no, I talked about this a little early in the program. Yes. My rags, filthy rags, okay. Except here's the problem with even that, because Paul goes further. My rags have been washed away. The blood of Christ literally washes the rags away, and he puts you in new garments, and you take on the righteousness of Christ. That's powerful. My next guest, George Carneal Jr. from Queer to Christ, is walking this out, having come out of the homosexual lifestyle, and is here to present hope to those that are battling with that today. George, welcome. Good to have you.
Good to be back, Greg. Thanks for having me.
You were in that lifestyle for 25 years. You were a pastor's kid. You got introduced to it at a pretty young age. And some things happened. And you began to get pulled into it. And once you were in it, it became very difficult to find an exit. Talk about it.
I go into extensive detail in my book, From Queer to Christ, and you can go to my website, georgecarneal.com, CARNEAL.com, if you want more information. But the bottom line for me was growing up and having a deficiency in male bonding. I wasn't close to my father because of the demands of his ministry. He just wasn't a very demonstrative father in terms of hugs and love. And then going to school and being bullied by the boys just really was an added humiliation and being bullied. So while I had a lot of female love in my life and was smothered with that, when I went into a gay bar and was being treated differently by men, that's where the addiction came in. I so desperately wanted to be loved and held and affirmed and felt like I mattered to me, and it wasn't the right kind of attention I needed. Mm-hmm. While going into that life at first, and I want any young LGBT individual to understand this if you are watching, it feels great. It's new. You're in a different environment. You feel safe. The sex is new. The clubbing, the drugs, the pornography, the alcohol. You think, oh, this is great. And this is must be it. And this is who I am because I feel great. But within 3 years of me walking into a gay bar, I was so depressed and suicidal. I had turned to prostitution. I was on drugs. I battled alcohol. And I eventually attempted suicide. That newness will wear off. And at some point, even though it took me another 22 years to get out of that life, there was a process of where there was just an ache, an emptiness, a longing for something more, that all of the sex, the drugs, the partying was not fulfilling me. And so through just various other avenues, through the occult and New Age teachings and Hinduism, God, I think, was patient with me to allow me to go through that, to expose the lies of even the world religions mm-hmm. in order to draw me back to Him. But the issue for me was not so much my resistance to God. It was that I hated Christians and I didn't want to go back into the church. I had been hurt by so many Christians. So God slowly immersed me back into the church with some Christians who really had the heart of Christ, which allowed me to get my feet wet, but God started to work on my heart. And that really was with the power of the Holy Spirit. But I want LGBT individuals to understand, if you choose to believe the lies, God, as He says in His Word, He'll just send you a strong delusion so you will believe those lies. And for me, after 25 years, I was so miserable. I was finding no joy and peace in that life. You'll find that relationships are hard to come by. It's very promiscuous. It's a meat market. It's all about how you look. Nobody cares if you have a brain, if you have any intelligence, if you're well-traveled, well-educated, they don't care. You are a slab of meat, to just put it bluntly. And once your looks fade and you get old and your body falls apart, and you age out of that community, nobody wants you. And so at the end of the road, what do you have left? And so for me, it was either just commit suicide, try it again, or give God a chance. And for the LGBT individuals, I want you to understand, a lot of gay men will come at me and say, well, you're a self-loathing homosexual, you just have that religious propaganda, and you have issues, and you're mentally ill. They will do anything to try to shame you and to shut you up, because they enjoy their sin, or else they're miserable and they want you to be miserable with them. But I wanted the truth, and I deliberately went to God. In fact, I walked out of that life about a year and a half before God even became part of the equation. But when I got back into church, I was so distraught. I didn't know what to believe anymore because of the lies of the liberal theologians who pushed that we're under grace, gay is okay garbage. But I went before God, and I genuinely meant it when I said to Him, if it is okay to be gay, help me to have peace with this. I'm going to trust You'll put a good Christian man in my life, someone I can grow old with. But if it is wrong under all circumstances, if You will help me to know it, I will still follow You. And God did that. He gave me the answers I wanted. He helped me to see the lies of all that we are being told from the LGBT activists in Hollywood and the media and the liberal theologians. I repented. I told God I was sincerely sorry for what I did and for the wickedness that I was involved in. And I repented. I rededicated my life to Christ, and I've been out of that life for 14 years. And I'm going to tell you, LGBT individuals, it's maybe hard to imagine what life is like outside of that life, but my anxiety level went down greatly. I don't have that depression and those suicidal thoughts, and my mind was so tormented. Even God quieted my mind. And I finally had the peace and the joy that I had been looking at. That doesn't mean that life isn't going to hand you things that make you sad and sorrowful. But happiness is a fleeting feeling. Whereas joy, the joy of the salvation of knowing that when I focus on the eternal reward and when Jesus returns, this is going to end and I'm not going to struggle with it anymore. So it really was a process, but I'm so thankful that God was patient with me, and I want Christians and parents to understand to please be patient, because you don't walk out of that life after 25 years of identifying as a homosexual and not be broken. there's a time where God has got to have some time alone, at least in my life, with me,
sure.
to reprogram my mind, to transform my mind, to help me to see him differently. And then, Greg, we can get into this if you want, but what it looks like after you get out of that life is a whole different process. And it was just really, it has been trying and difficult. But God has been patient, and he's so good. And I want LGBT individuals to understand,
you will never
find someone who loves you as much as God. He really is your ally. He may hate that sin, and he hates the heterosexuals too, but he really does love you. And he is rooting for you, but you must come to him.
And as you were saying that, I think about, you know, look at Paul's road to Damascus. And think about what happened, because everything that Paul had thought about Christians and about Jesus Christ had to be flipped on its ear. And the Holy Ghost led him away for 3 years. Think about that, George.
Yeah.
For 3 years, it was Paul and the Holy Ghost having a conversation. Back with more after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. A product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest, George Carneal Jr., the book, From Queer to Christ. And I really encourage you to pick this book up. We're talking very specifically this morning to those, if you know someone who is struggling with homosexuality, if you yourself have struggled with homosexuality, if you're sitting there and you are not sure how best to address this, obviously we're concerned about our children. We're very concerned about what's happening in the schools and what they're doing in our schools and how they're forcing this on schools. One of the issues, George, that I'd like to bring up, if we could talk about, is the idea of, well, what you do in your bedroom is your business, and what happens in public is a different issue. But my argument to that is that if you legalize, as an example, Obergefell's decision, now you have opened the door and made it pretty much necessary for children to be taught that this is normal behavior and that they should begin to consider it. And studies are showing that in Gen Z, which is the youngest generation, the 18 to 25-year-old area, anywhere from 19 to 39% of that population is identifying as either lesbian, sodomite, bisexual, transgender, or queer.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of it is that the kids are feeling bullied. I can't tell you even the number of teachers that I know who've, and even in Sunday school classes, who've told me that they have female students whose peers are identifying as bisexual, and they are feeling pressured to experiment with a girl, but they don't want to, and they are feeling torn about that. So I think that a lot of the kids are really being bullied or pressured to at least experiment or try it, at least open that door.
Okay.
And I think another part of that group is identifying with that community simply because it's a safe place, because the LGBT community will take every mutt there is, whereas freaks, geeks, outcasts. So it gives people a place to belong, whereas Christians have missed the point. That's what we should be doing. It's not taking people in for the sake of affirming their sin, but taking the most broken people, the outcast, just like Jesus did. He had such a heart and a compassion for the outcast, the demonized, the sick, the nobodies. And he extended so much compassion and love to them. And why is it that the LGBT community will take all of those outcasts, but we, the Christians, push them out the door? So I think there's a myriad of reasons why people are, quote, identifying as LGBTQ.
How dangerous is this for these? Because like you talked about in the first segment, 25 years that you spent in that environment. How dangerous is it, especially in the age groups that we're discussing now, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10-year-old kids that are being, I told the story earlier this week, and I think I told it again maybe even today, but there's a book called Entango Makes Three, And 17 years ago, when my daughter, who's 23 now, was six and in first grade, we discovered that there was a reader in her class in California in the school district. I was a school site council member. And Tango Makes Three. Two male penguins being given an egg to raise and being told, and we're told now that's a family, two male penguins.
Again, the destruction of the family unit, removing fathers from the home, single mothers raising children, getting into the workforce early, getting the kids into the public school systems earlier so they can start to be indoctrinated is really the end goal. And eventually, and I don't know if parents know this, there are actually Democrat politicians who have said, and they are working on taking the power and the control away from parents because they feel that the school system and that they should, the government should raise the children. And so if parents don't wake up and if you can get your kids out of the public school system,
right.
They are nothing but indoctrination centers now. It's not about learning ABCs and 1-2-3s. It's propaganda. Get your kids out of the public school system. Nothing surprises me anymore.
It's just, you know, I guess where I'm going with regards to, again, the idea of, well, you know, what happens over here stays over here. It doesn't. That's the point. The point of the matter is that it doesn't stay in the bedroom. It ends up in the classroom, and then it ends up being propagated as something, as you said, that they should experiment with, that they should try it. And they're doing that with these children at younger ages. 30 seconds.
A good one, Greg. That's a lot to unpack as well. The only thing I can say is that the agenda is if the more twisted they can get the mind's child at an early age, the easier it will be when they hit the liberal colleges and universities and in their 20s,
right,
to continue to erode society's values and morals and just basically plunge us into communism. It's a godless society.
Well, and I'm glad you bring that up, because final 10 seconds, I just say this. The goal here is to destroy the morality and the moral virtuous basis of our nation so they can take away our rights in our Constitution.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive four-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And very pleased to welcome my next guest to the program. He is a pastor of pastors, and he is a very dear friend and brother. He is also someone who has experienced what it's like to live under a authoritarian communist oppressor in Fidel Castro, fled Cuba, came to America, and has experienced the American dream and is fighting for that dream, and raised up a son that we're very proud of here in Texas. And, of course, I'm talking about Senator Ted Cruz. I want to welcome Pastor Rafael Cruz to the program. Rafael, welcome. So good to have you, my brother.
Pastor Greg, it is so great to be with you again.
Well, my. Getting ready for CPAC, and I know you're going to be attending that as soon as we get off air here. Calling all pastors, talk to me about the connection that you see between an event like CPAC and the need for pastors to get engaged.
Well, first of all, I hope that a series of pastors come to CPAC so that they can have their eyes open. America is in a dire situation. You know, Pastor Greg, as I look at Scripture, I do not think there is any verse of Scripture that more describes America today than Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19, where God says, I set before you today life and death, the blessing and the curse. And God says, choose life.
Amen.
Choose life that you and your descendants may live. That is where we are today. And Pastor Greg, what I am trying to wake up people to the fact is this. If we lose this battle, our children and our grandchildren will not have a future. We are fighting for the future of our children and our children's children.
That in and of itself, one would think, would be motivation enough. But I think the other piece, and you and I have talked a bit about this in our times together, is, you know, Paul warned in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, bear with me in a little folly, and this I know you will, and to beware of those that would preach another gospel. We don't see the preaching of the true gospel that says Christ came to overcome sin and death. We're cool with death, right? I mean, the idea that, you know, you die, you go to heaven, where we can, you know, that's embraced for the most part by almost every church across the board, even the liberal churches. But talk about sin and overcoming sin. Well, now we're just like AA. I'm John, and I'm an alcoholic. Even though I haven't drank in 15 years, I'm still an alcoholic. We don't talk about how Jesus Christ set us free from sin, Raphael.
I understand, but I'll tell you what, there is a reason for that. And the reason is, for many years, pastors have been more concerned with being politically correct than with being biblically correct. And, you know, I've said it so many times that one of the biggest maladies in churches today is building programs. They build these big concrete buildings, get in debt to the tune of tens of millions of dollars, and their focus now is no longer preaching the gospel. It's making sure nobody leaves the church and everybody puts enough money in the plate to pay their mortgage. They are worshiping a concrete idol. And so, today, even beyond that, back to what you were talking about,
right.
Identity.
Right.
We don't have an identity in Christ. We don't teach. I do, but pastors in general are not teaching an identity in Christ. Wokeism has taken over the church. If it feels good, do it, is the mantra of this generation. And, you know, it's gotten beyond, I mean, you know, Pastor Greg, as I read the scriptures and I see where Jesus said that at the end of the age, it will be like in the days of Noah or like in the days of Lot, I cannot imagine that it was any worse than it is today in the days of Lot or in the days of Noah. America has become not just immoral, it has become amoral. To where now we're talking about gender transition, that there are 76 genders, and, you know, Pastor Greg, my sister a couple of weeks ago this friend has a daughter in California.
Okay.
And the daughter had a baby. So my sister's friend called her daughter, well, do I have a grandson or a granddaughter? This woman in California said, well, we're going to let the baby decide. How crazy is that? That we cannot tell a boy from a girl. If you ever change a diaper, you can tell the difference between a boy and a girl. I mean, this is crazy.
Wow. And think about the mental and emotional and spiritual damage that we're doing to these children by creating this idea of gender fluidity when there's clear evidence, you know. And I have people that say to me, well, but you know, there's people that are born with both. Look, I have some very dear friends who adopted a baby. And when the baby was first born, they had both male and female parts. They were born as a hermaphrodite. Now, here's the deal. She began to pray, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, you know, and she got a vision of what God showed her, was a little baby girl. But no surgery was performed. And 30 days after the baby was born, a beautiful baby girl emerged. All of the parts aligned themselves. And today she is a almost 4-year-old perfectly beautiful baby girl.
But you know, people will use even that example to tell you, God made a mistake. God doesn't make mistakes.
No.
You know, Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5 says, before you were conceived in your mother's womb, God says, I knew you. We are created in the image of Almighty God. And it is an affront to God for us to question His creation. And as a matter of fact, I think, Pastor Greg, one of the real challenges we have today is that the educational system is being used to indoctrinate these kids. I mean, our president, just a week or two ago, talking to some teachers, said, and this I'm quoting verbatim, when those children are in your classroom, they belong to you, not to the parents. That's an abomination.
But it's been going on. What people don't understand is this is what Mike Farrell was fighting in the state of Washington in the 1980s when parents that had their child, their son, would go to church on Sundays and Wednesdays, went to homeschool, complained to the teacher, and at 5 o'clock that evening got a knock on their door, and there was a law enforcement officer and a CPS officer saying, your child will be at a hearing, and you are remanded to attend. Here's a subpoena. You need to attend on Friday if you ever want to see your child again.
Well, you remember years ago, a candidate for president said it takes a village to raise a child? You remember that statement?
I do.
You know what that statement, if we translate it to English, meant is your children don't belong to you, they belong to the government.
That's right.
That's what that candidate meant.
Absolutely.
And I'll tell you, this is what is going on in this administration today.
And it's what we've got to fight for. I want to throw this scripture out, and we're going to take a break in a second, but this is Psalm 127:3, and this is in perfect alignment with what you said, Pastor Raphael. Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is His reward. The fruit of the womb is His reward. Folks, We got Kansas apparently decided to vote to kill the fruit of the womb.
Mm-hmm. And God is going to judge because of that. I mean, there is judgment that comes because of that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, there's no question about it. There's no question about it. When we get back, here's the thing. There is action that pastors need to be taking. And Pastor Raphael is going to share with us the actions that you as a minister of God can take, need to take, must take for the sake of the souls that are sitting in the seats in your congregation and for the sake of the souls in the community that are impacted by the people that are sitting in those seats. We cannot stay in the four walls and pretend as though, well, God's going to come back and He's going to rescue us out of here and we don't need to worry about what happens to everybody else. We will be held accountable for what we do. We'll be back with more coming up right after this brief break.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. On the pitch. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thanks to Pastor Grigion and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put these borewells. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow. Towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. This is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work.
The new MyPillow towels are exclusively made with 100% USA combed cotton with proprietary technology and with maximum absorbency. They dry you faster and are guaranteed to work.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at CGRWellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at CGRWellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you're my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my very special guest, Pastor Rafael Cruz, calling all pastors. We're calling out to pastors. We look, the Word of God asks that, even in the Old Testament. Remember where God calls out and he says, "Where have all of my shepherds gone? Where are they? Where are those that are supposed to be leading my people?" Man, we have, in my opinion, an absence of pastors that are preaching the full message of the true gospel of Jesus Christ. And we need them, and we need them engaged in a process that's been identified as political, but it's not political, it's kingdom. And I don't know anybody who owns the kingdom more than our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen. 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 I'll tell you, in the book of Acts, Paul says, "My hands are free from the blood of all men, because I have not shunned to declare unto you the whole counsel of God." Yeah. The whole counsel of God goes from Genesis 1:1 to the end of Revelation. Yeah. And let me tell you, we are to be salt and light in every area of society. Yeah. I mean, you talk about when Jesus said, "My sheep are scattered like sheep without a shepherd." If the shepherd is not shepherding the sheep in every area of society, the sheep are lost.
Yeah.
I mean, I may have shared with you this in the past, but in one of my trips to Israel, I was in Caesarea Philippi. And that is the place where Jesus asked the disciples, "Whom do you say that I am?" And where Peter said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus said, "Peter, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven upon this rock." The declaration of Peter, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Yeah. The problem we have today, Pastor Greg, is that the pastors are afraid of the devil. Mm-hmm. They don't want to make any waves. Well, James 4:7 says, "Submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you." Pastor, the reality is, if you're walking with God, the devil is afraid of you.
Amen.
Stop being afraid of the devil.
Amen.
Mm. And so what happens is we need to understand we have authority delegated by God for us to tread over serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy.
Amen.
And we need to exert that power. There is, demonic attack all over America. America is under demonic control. And you see it with all the immorality that's going on in this country. Satan is running rampant, and the shepherds, who are the gatekeepers, have let the gates open, and they're not even present. What happens is if the shepherd doesn't lead the sheep are lost. They don't know what to do. And the enemy just creates havoc in the church, and it's at fault of the pastors.
Let me throw this in and as more fuel to your fire, and then because I'm going to throw it right back to you. But as you were speaking, I was thinking about, as you were describing the pastors, I was thinking about where Jesus talks about the hirelings, right? And the hirelings, you know, don't have the same care and the same concern, except that in John 15, Jesus said, "No longer do I call you servants, but I call you friends, for all that I have revealed to you." And so, pastors, you're not a hireling, you're a friend of God. And if you're a friend of God, then you have been entrusted in a way that a hireling can never be entrusted with the sheep that he has given you.
As a matter of fact, it is very interesting because that word friend means really covenant partner. You are, as a pastor, in covenant with Almighty God, sealed by the blood of Jesus. And we need to understand that. That's why, what we need to understand. We are in covenant with Almighty God. And that means we operate under the power and authority of Almighty God. We need to step out and operate in that power and be salt and light to those that are in darkness. I'll tell you what, I believe that God is going to hold us accountable for what we do or what we don't do. You know, the Bible says we'll have to render an account of every idle word we have spoken. Yeah. I believe the opposite is also true. We're going to have to render an account of the words we should have said. Ooh. We were too chicken to say them. That's what's happening in the church today.
Oh.
Pastors have muscled themselves because they don't want to offend anybody. I mean, look at churches in America today. What are the fastest growing churches in America today? Seeker-friendly churches, which is a synonym for woke churches. Churches that are just tickling men's and women's ears that become social clubs.
Yeah.
But the gospel is the last you hear in those churches.
Yeah.
It's just about feel good and get along with everybody. Well, if you read the gospels, Jesus wasn't that concerned about getting along with everybody. I mean, he was on their faces.
Yep.
Especially with the political establishment. He called them vipers, whitened sepulchres, hypocrites.
Yep. So, and we have to remember the fact that they didn't know that Christ was going to the cross to die for the sins of men. They were putting Jesus on the cross because they were angry with him, because he had upset their cart, because the people who were the temple guys, he was upending their temple system. He was challenging Rome. He said, "Go ahead, give Caesar his little idol worshiping coins. I don't care. I don't have anything to do with idol worship. I'm not an idol worshiper. I'm not an idolater." Jesus upended everything that they were standing for, and that's why they put him on the cross. But God had the plan, and Christ went to the cross, and he overcame sin and death. I hate that we've run out of time, but I am so glad. Pastor Rafael Cruz, it is always incredible to be with you. Thanks for being with me today.
Well, thank you, Pastor Greg. My blessings to you and your family, and I look forward to seeing you again next month. God bless.
God bless you. All right, folks, we're out of time. We'll be back coming up
at the
more
end of the day,
Generation Radio.
My God,
on
I do not want him to
Friday.
Ask me, "What did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.